A lot of people will remember British actor Bob Hoskins for his role alongside cartoon characters in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Hoskins died last night of pneumonia at the age of 71. Our critic Bob Mondello remembers Hoskins' other roles, playing the tough guy with a soft heart.
Short, stocky, dyslexic, balding, and with a Cockney accent thick enough to spread on toast, Bob Hoskins was hardly conventional leading man material, but he sure got to play opposite some gorgeous co-stars, Kathleen Turner's Jessica Rabbit, of course, but also Cher in Mermaids, Michelle Pfeiffer in Sweet Liberty, and in Mona Lisa, the film that brought him to international attention, opposite Kathy Tyson as a knockout call girl he chauffeured for, fell in love with, and wanted to protect.
Who is it?
What does it matter who it is? It's me and a piece of meat!
Just tell me his name.
Anderson.
That's Anderson? Why am I doing this?
Hoskins played a mostly passive character in Mona Lisa, not his usual thing, which may be why the role got him his only Oscar nomination. His usual thing was more blustery, from real-life figures like J. Edgar Hoover, Winston Churchill, Mussolini, and Khrushchev, to gangsters and detectives, like the one who had to hold his own opposite an animated rabbit.
Do you mean to tell me that you could have taken your hand out of that cuff at any time?
No, not at any time. Only when it was funny.
Hoskins was hired for Who Framed Roger Rabbit because the filmmakers knew he'd keep the story grounded, something the actor told interviewers he did in a decidedly ungrounded way, basically learning to hallucinate his co-stars. Hoskins got his first acting gig at 26, sort of accidentally. He went with a friend to an audition just to keep him company, got a script shoved into his hand by someone who said, "You're next," and decided to give it a shot. He ended up getting the lead with his friend as his understudy, at which point he also started getting terrible advice, as he told WHYY's Fresh Air.
When I started, they said, you know, you got to take elocution lessons, deportment classes, you got to learn to fence, you got to be, you know, wait a minute, hang on. I'm going to learn to talk like I don't, be like I'm not, walk like I don't. Where am I in the middle of this? And so I didn't take any lessons at all.
Which did not keep him from getting parts, at first on stage, then on TV, including his big break as a frustrated sheet music salesman in Pennies from Heaven.
It's impossible to explain. It's just not the sort of thing that you can put into words.
A frustrated but imaginative salesman, so his frustrations keep erupting into song.
Yes, yes, my baby said yes, yes.
Hoskins' big screen career didn't take off until casting directors decided he was a sort of British Edward G. Robinson, as the gangster in The Long Good Friday, for instance, who made the mistake of ticking off the American mafia.
We used to have a bit more vitality, imagination, you know what I mean? The days when Yanks could come over here and buy up Nelson's Column and an Harley Street surgeon and a couple of windmill girls are definitely over.
After that, he alternated between big Hollywood movies and more often, smaller independent films. By the time he announced his retirement 2 years ago, and also his diagnosis with Parkinson's, the performance career that he'd begun as a fluke had seen Bob Hoskins growl and bluster his way through more than 100 roles on screen, indelibly, pretty much every time. I'm Bob Mondello.